come. But me and Teresa were talking. She said, what are we going to do with all these people? See, we know they're coming. Now, we've been in a trial for 22 years. I'm just letting y'all chew that one. Everything else is good. But I've been in a trial for 22 years on that. We've been here 23 years. I thought it would have been full, Chris, 23 years ago. You know? But the Bible says in the back of, for you, for me, write the vision. Whenever you get a vision from the Lord, serving the Lord, I'm not talking about just ministry, church, pastoring. When you get a vision from the Lord of being healed, you get a vision of being in me, you get a vision, you write it down, put it in your heart. I've been in a trial for 22 years with that. I've been, you know, but you know what? I will not quit. And he does not fail. If you do not quit, he does not fail. They are coming, have been, and going to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Got 40 acres over there that the Lord gave me and Travis. I asked him for it, and he just brought it in supernaturally, and I'm not in. But I told the Lord, I said, because this land right here, to my thinking, but I won't figure it out, I'll let God do it, there's not enough parking for 354, 500 people. But that's not my problem, right? He gave us this, and we've been occupying it for 23 years. And I've told the Lord on the land over there that me and Travis owns, which belongs to the Lord. How many knows everything we got belongs to him, really? I mean, pray God, he gives us breath to breathe, and he gives us ability to do and all that. But Teresa, well, somebody just offered me some land up above that, but it's not what the Lord wants, you know. But they're trying to sell it to me up above that. But I've told the Lord, I said, Lord, whatever you want over here. If you need a church over here on this 40 acres, it's yours. Whatever God wants, you know. Because whatever me and you, when the trials are there in your life, it's not a time for you to pull back from God. It's not a time for you to get discouraged because you can't see how the things are going to work out in your life, how you're going to come out of alcohol, right? You just serve him. You just go forward and serve him. Somebody come to me one time and they said, you know, I smoke cigarettes. Is that going to hinder me? You know, I said it won't send you to heaven. I said, but it's going to affect your spiritual. It'll affect you spiritually. I didn't condemn that person. You know, I'm not all that. But you know what? Praise God. See, when the trial is there for you, want to come out, but you're in a trial and it goes there for year after year after year. Satan will tell you they ain't no need in you hanging on and following Jesus. You're never coming out. You're never going to get a breakthrough. Your finances are never going to come. You're never going to get out of debt. There's no use in trying. These trials, when those trials are there, is not a time to fold and give in. Hallelujah. It's time to take the Word of God, like Samantha got up here, you know, and talking about the Word is precious. The Word, praise God. I got a Word. I got the Bible that tells me I can have a good marriage. Hallelujah. I got the Bible that tells me that no weapons. So in my trials, it's not if trials will come to you. It's not if. It is when. I might be bringing one to you right now. Right? I was fine until I found out I had to fight. Pastor, I didn't have a trial until I found out God ain't going to do everything for me. He's done it, now I got to do something. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. How many knows faith when you're really in faith? When you're really in confidence in God, it's a good fight. It's not a dreaded. I don't dread trials anymore. I don't dread them. I know they're coming. Why fear it? dreads fear. Why do I fear trials? I don't fear trials anymore. I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, help me come to where I rejoice. I rejoice knowing that trials are coming. Why? Because the Bible says they work something in me. They work endurance in me. They bring me into the place of victory. Hallelujah. I found out a long time ago, the Lord spoke to me and he said, trials, if you use them, they're like stepping stones higher in me. I could see me getting on a ladder and going, I've climbed ladders all of my life. And a ladder takes you what?
Higher.
Right? But if you don't get on the ladder, how high are you going to go? You look at that ladder, whoo, it'll get me there. You can look at it up there. In that orange tree, if you want an orange, and you look at it and say, whoo, I can get, it'll take me there, but you got to get on it. If you don't get on that ladder, you didn't get no fruit up there, right? Well, praise God, that's why the Word of God is so precious. I want to read you a scripture. Now, you know, when I read the scripture this morning in Psalms where the psalmist David, he said, Lord, he said, you know my laying down. You know my getting up. He said, you know my thoughts from afar. He knows what I'm going to think way off. He created Satan. Did you know that? Satan was created by God. Hallelujah. I mean, anybody created by God, they're pretty smart, ain't we? I believe I am. I'm a very wise individual. Now, my worldly IQ is probably about 2. But I reckon myself to be dead and alive to God, don't you? I reckon myself to have been crucified, buried, and raised. I reckon myself, and you should too, to have the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. So our IQ, if you match that to the natural, your natural might be 2, but your spiritual can be out of this world. Amen. Hallelujah. But how many knows that God knows our thoughts from afar? Woo! He's just big God. Now, used to, I think, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God, you saw that one. You saw that thought. You knew when I wanted to hurt that guy. You knew. But I don't think that way now. I think, woo, glory to God. You saw that thought, God, it was all about you. You saw that thought, God, it was about doing right. I'm going to do right. You saw that thought. See, when you know God loves you like Treeks has been talking about, praise God, you're not afraid of God to walk into your house. You're not afraid for Him to walk into your mess. You ain't quite where you want to be yet. But you ain't afraid to let Him in the car while you're still trying to turn WZZK off and keep your mind on Him. I don't know if you listen to WZDK or not. It's not going to affect me. Somebody told me one time, they said, well, they can't get up and go to church. I said, it's not going to affect me, none. It's going to affect them. Right? Hallelujah. Because my mind's made up. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. I can't serve the Lord for Teresa. She got her own choice, do what she wants. She can have all of God that she wants. I can have all. But if me and her walk together and be in agreement together and walk together, glory to God, He's there. Attacks come and we just stop them. Hallelujah. But all of us have got to do this. Psalm 71:16. Did I give you that in Beth? You can put it up there. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I'm 59. I can't run like I was 27. My mind tells me I can, but when I take off, I show myself. Right? Yeah. I found out that my muscles fail a little. The older I get, the more they fall a little. Right? Every one of y'all are drooping. Gravity's pulling down on us. Hallelujah. But the Bible, do you know the Bible says, now that's a trial for some. I got a little less hair here and there. My hair wasn't fixed this morning. I thought, good Lord, I wish that was fixed where I'd look better for them and blah, 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 blah. You know, and then all of a sudden I thought, I'm not going over there to look good for them. I'll borrow Johnny's clippers and I'll shave it all off. Now, it would look weird to me. I'd get in the mirror and I'd have to overcome that trial. That would be a trial to me to get up bald head. Go in there, I'll be, oh! Who are you? But you know what? That would not change me on the inside if I didn't let it. Hallelujah. You know, but we got to go. We must draw our strength from the Lord in trials. We got to yield to Him. When you get full of the Lord, I mean, I try to stay full all the time. Fed up. I try to stay prayed up, meditated up. I meditate on good all the time. I meditate. You know, you must learn to look for the good in every bad situation because the Word says it. See, if you don't know what the Word says, you won't know to do it. But the Bible says in Romans 8:28, it says, "For we know that all things work together for the good to those that love God, those that are called according to His purpose." Right? It says, "For we know." Not we think. That's right, we got to get past that. The Bible, and reckon that Bible to be truth. So every bad situation that comes into my life, I endeavor. And I'm getting better and better and better. The more that you practice, the better you get. You can practice sinning and you'll get worse. It'll break out over here, break out over there. You can practice a little cussing as a Christian, you'll be a cussing Christian. Right? You can practice faith, and but God, you have it. You practice it. The Bible says, "For me to love my enemies." That was a challenge back yonder when that Bible brought a trial to me. That Bible brought that one. I didn't know that to serve God, that I'm going to have to love somebody I hate. I didn't know that was in that Bible. But God, I read it for myself, and when I read it, I shut it. And I told Trey, I said it out loud. I said, I do not like that. I was 27 years old. I mean, what do you do with a 27-year-old, Johnny? I mean, that thinks they can't nobody whoop them. They ain't nobody can do nothing. You know, if they do, I'll run over you with a car or something. You know, I'll get even. That stupid devil, demonic thinking. I mean, I'm 5'6". How much damage could I do? That was dumb. But anyways, you come over here and you're like, love, no, get a tube of Thor. A gun. Revenge. See, that is a cancer in Christians. Like cancer is to your natural body. It'll eat you up. It'll just eat you up. It'll take the life of God away from you. It'll take your joy. It'll take your peace that I didn't have. I didn't know that I could have this until I did that. See, that Bible brought a trial to me. Some of y'all, the Bible brings a trial to you about tithing, going to church, fighting to go to church. Some of you ain't never fought to go to church. That's why you don't go to church regular. And then, you know, somebody told me one time, well, you don't understand. Everybody can't be faithful to church like you. We got to work. And I was like, well, you know, maybe that's the case. I said, but I do know you can believe God to move those mountains out of your way that you can go and do if your heart really wants it. I said, so don't help me water down my conviction. Just because you ain't experiencing what I've experienced and don't make the experience real for the ones that wants it. So don't be a trial to your brother. Right? If you can't believe big enough to move mountains, don't say they won't move. Just don't be a trial. Just say, well, I'm not there yet. You okay? I can quote Psalms 119 for you if you want me to make you feel better. The Lord will bless you more and more, even your children. Right? You feel better? See, we sang, victory, oh, victory is mine. Victory, oh, victory is mine. I stand on the word. What word? Going to church. Tithing. Giving. Obeying the Lord. Forgiving. Loving your enemy. You can't sing that song if you're not going to stand on the word. I stand on the word. Let the Lord do the battle. Victory, oh, victory is mine. Victory. And you know what? When I didn't have the ability to stand on the word, I still sang the song. And I still told the Lord, I will go in the strength of you, Lord, my God. I will overcome this. I will overcome this poverty. I will overcome this pornography. I will overcome this hatred that I have in my heart towards man. I will go in your strength. I will go in your might and your power. And for years, I couldn't overcome. I'm telling you, it wasn't instantaneously a lot of things for me. And I would quote the scripture in Romans over there where it says, sin shall not have dominion over me. Hatred shall not have, I would put it in there, hatred shall not, lust after other women shall not have no dominion. I don't have no pornography in my life anymore. I scroll through marketplace, and when there's a half-naked woman, I say out of my mouth, you won't get me out now. And I scroll past it quickly. I don't scan her up and down. Right? What my eye? Right? Because if I give in to lust, then your wife looks good to me. Right? Your wife can be the ugliest wife on the planet. And if I'm in lust, she's the beautiful one. The good-hearted woman won't be a draw to me. Lust don't cure. And I can't sit in the bathroom and feed it. Right? Well, I'm single. I'm still talking to you. You are the temple of God. We are the temple, and Satan wants me in lust. He wants me lusting after women, and he'll get me there on the live, the media, in my face. Facebook can be terrible, or it can be beneficial to Christians. Hallelujah. See, it's a trial when I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to enjoy y'all on Facebook, and then some naked woman pops up, some ad in my... Well, Lord, you know, I didn't do it on purpose. No, I quickly talked to my phone. Psst, you know, you're not getting me out of the spirit. I'm in the bathroom. I'm in the spirit. Right? I'm working on my car out there. I'm in the spirit. Went on a job the other day how many knows the Bible says, see, if we go in the strength of the Lord God, we go in His strength, His might. Jesus said, go in my name, right? Go in my authority. Go in my power. We're not out here on the job or in our homes in our own ability unless we come out of His. I'm in the Spirit. And I've read y'all the scroll. I don't feel like it. I feel like I'm walking in the flesh. I'm walking in the flesh. Well, if you are, you want to. It's because you're choosing to. Because the Bible says if you're born again, it says you are in the Spirit. That's why you have a God-given want to do the right thing. Because the Spirit of God has come in you. The Spirit of truth is coming to you. And it wants to do God's will. Your spirit man. It wants to do the will of God. You know? And so, you know, you can't watch pornography. I'm not just talking to men. See, me and Teresa used to think that it would spruce, or she didn't, that it would spruce up our sex life. It ruins it. So I told God, I said, God, I said, help me with this pornography. You got to be willing to lay it down. You got to be willing to fight it. Fight the thing that's holding you bondage. You're not waiting on, how many years are you going to wait on God? 20? He done come back, raised from the dead, ascended? No, you got to flood your heart and your mind with good. If you get in the computer or that, pull up some Kenneth Copeland, pull up some Faithway Christian Center preaching. Right? Instead of pulling that up, pull up that. Your flesh don't want to hear it. I know. My flesh don't either. Sitting there at night, I'm watching a movie, and the Lord said, why don't you listen to some preaching? And I thought, I don't want to. I hear preaching. I go to church every time the door opens, I'm there. And then I go home on Sunday, and then I turn on all of Faith Restorations and all of them other ministries, and I listen to them. Chris Gortney, I listen to him. And then while we're taking our nap, we listen to Gloria Copeland on Healing Scoop for 2.5 hours while we're napping. I'm healed. Wake up. I'm healed. Heck, God, I feel like I'm healed. Why? You know, your flesh, you're not feeding your flesh on nothing but the Word of God, nothing but the things of God. So when you're feeding, the Bible says, Proverbs 18:14, that's why some of us are weak. Because we don't feed our spirit man. We worry. We believe we can't come out. We're believing the lies of the enemy. We're believing what our present circumstances are trying to tell us, that we can't come out. We can't. No, we can. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. And I don't say that condemning nobody. I had a big problem with pornography. It was terrible. We don't have pornography for our sex life. I asked God, God, I need you in the bedroom. Well, if it's all just about sex, then it ain't nothing but lust anyhow. Right? Sex outside of marriage. Right? You don't have sex outside of marriage. The world does. The world does it. You know, somebody told me one time, they said, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, look, just believe God to get married. Don't leave each other. But if you want to serve God, believe God to get married. I'm not saying separate. I'm saying begin to believe God, and just a little time will go by, and He'll move that situation. He'll move that situation. He'll move that one until you can full well walk in the will of God in it. The world says, I know we got young ones in here. You think they don't know nothing? They know. They know. They know exactly. Y'all know what I'm talking about. See? Look at them. They're telling you the truth right now. They can't lie. They're under nothing. But God, they're getting stuff they need right now for the lust and draw of this world. Praise God. So that they don't get mixed up in the emotional walk, the emotional things, hallelujah. So that they walk with a clear mind, knowing what God's will is, so they discern what is good and evil. They know. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you're having a problem with lust, I'm telling you, God's speaking it. It's not that we are bad people. It's that there's a spirit behind this stuff, behind it, that draws us out away from the purity of God, out from under the anointing, out from under the faith. It brings us out of joy and peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, when trials come, you've got to say, God, I'm doing this in your name, in your strength, in your ability, God. I do this pastor thing in God's strength. I can tell you right now, it would totally crush me if I didn't know that I was anointed. It did times that I have to fight the good fight of faith to get here on Wednesday, to get here on Sunday, right? Just like y'all do. I could tell God, I can't go on Wednesday because I got my own business and it puts great demands on me. God, I can't do it, God, because I mean I don't have plenty of time to study. If I turn off Marketplace, I would. Right? I heard Sunday school, it got me a little. Because I'm 3 to 5 hours on Marketplace. Saturday night, well, I'll pray in a little while. Boy, that's a pretty truck. Wonder what he wants for it. I'm not going to buy it, but what you want for it? How many miles it got on it? Then they're busy with something, so you got to wait 30 minutes to get a response, so you can't go pray because you're waiting on a response and you might miss it. It's like she said, it ain't got to be something terribly bad to get my attention away from Him, away from where I'm not in His strength, where I'm not in His ability, where I'm not in His power. Go up on the job the other day, and I've got about $3,000 to $5,000 tied up in this job and everything. And I talked to the contractor, and I told the contractor I'm coming last Thursday, and he said, "Well, I thought you was coming Friday." I told them you was coming Friday, and that messed my week up because I couldn't go. And I said, "Well, it's okay, whatever." I said, "I'll just come Friday." So it changed everything up because I had my days. You ought to be planning stuff. Make plans. You make plans for the kingdom. Amen. You make plans for it. Don't let dinner, don't let your neighbors, right? Yeah. Don't let your kids, don't let your grandkids, don't let your mama, don't let your daddy get in the way of the plans that you have to follow God about the kingdom. Don't let your car. John's here and I guess he walked. Did you walk? See? He walked to church. How many do that? I mean, I'd be like, "Oh, I can't go, God." Whoo! He's in church. In church. He walked to church. You know what? That tells me he didn't make plans to stay home. Right? Hallelujah. You know what? He put God before his car being broke down. The Bible says if you put Him first, He said all these things will be added. So I'm looking added to John, right? According to my father said it. My father said if he'd do it, well then that's what I believe is going to happen. I don't hope, I don't know. The Bible is clear. Any man puts Him first before father, mother, lands, all this, he said, he shall not lose anything, but he will gain 100-fold in this life. I'm talking about that trial can't stop him from getting that scripture. Hallelujah. Or he could stay home and say, "Well, the word don't work." Right? Yeah. That's what you're saying. That's what somebody's saying. See, when that trial comes, we must draw strength. I'm going to the job. I get up there, and this guy's in there, and he's sanding. He's sanding sheetrock. He's not done in the garage. So I go in there, and I tell him, "Hey, man," I said, "reckon you could move your car out there." I said, "We're here. We're going to put the garage door in." And he come out of the fog and had a mask on and come out, and he said, "You're not putting that in today." He said, "I'm not through in there." I said, "That's not my problem." He said, "Well, I have to." I said, "That's not my problem." I said, "I need you to move that car." I said, "That garage door is going in today." I said, "Whatever your problem is not my problem." Again, he's looking at, he's like, "Well, I ain't." I said, "No, you move the car. That's not my problem." I said, he told you I was going to be here Friday. You're supposed to have done that, I guess, yesterday. Well, my alternator. I said, that's not my problem. Your alternator going out is not my problem. See, some of y'all won't stand up to the enemy. I'm not talking about the young man. Now, I got plans, and I've set this out, and I'm not going to be moved. Right? You shouldn't be moved. You make plans to come out of debt. Right? And then the devil tells you you can't pay extra on your house. You tell him you're a liar. I'm not going out to eat Friday, and I'm paying that extra $40 on my house. And then God begins to anoint your effort. He begins to bring His blessing on your dedication. I'm just talking about dedication. You're on my job, but now I'm in yours. Right? Don't just get hung up on this is my story. No, this is my dedication. And me and you have to make plans and be dedicated to those plans of raising our kids up in the Lord. Right? Training them at home to do what is right. And then when we're wrong, make it right, repent, and let them know you were wrong. This is your dedication to God of training your kids up in the way they should go. And even my son at his age, when I'm making mistakes and make mistakes, I tell him that's not God's character. And I never put my will on his will. My will on him. I do not do it. A situation in it. But you know what? He goes on and he says, that door's going in, it's real simple. Move your car. Because I'm thinking, well, I ain't got a chain in my truck. Now I'm trying to get in the flesh. I'm not even mad at this time. See, you gotta not lose your train. You gotta be sound minded. God wants you to be able to handle trials and trouble even when it's involving people with boldness in a right spirit so that God's there, right? Well, you know what? I got that door in. I got paid, and I left there happy. Now, I did just a little bit bend. I told him, I said, you call the contractor. I call him myself. So I called the contractor. And I told the contractor, I said, look, man, I said, this guy didn't get this finished and he's wanting me to wait to do it tomorrow. I said, I don't work on Saturday. I said, that door's coming in today unless you tell me different. But when you get here, you write me a check and I'll unload the door and I'll come back in about 2 or 3 weeks and I'll put your door in. You know why you have a boldness like that? Because you've been walking with Him all the time. You've been fighting the good fight of faith. You've been not cowing to fear and intimidation. You've got this little attitude and you want it my way or your way. No, you are humble. You are God. You are in control. Lord, I'm going to submit to my husband. Right? I'm going to love my wife. If I was a loose cannon, I'd have blowed him off of them stilts. I'd have went in there and took me a two before and I thought, I'll make you the height you are, Kurushi. He'd have come down off of them stilts where he's doing that sheetrock. Then I'd have had him with a two before and said, don't get up. Because if you do, you're going to get false teeth. Why? Because he ain't going to beat me up. He might be able to beat me up if I let him up. Possible. Well, anyways, I handled that and all of that, and the Lord told me, He said, and I was talking to Travis. I said, see, son, you can handle things bold. You're going to do because you was in line with the contractor number one, and we done made plans, and I done put off my stuff, and we done made plans, and he don't know they didn't show up lazy for work. Your alternator hits a ride. Right? If I'm supposed to go to work, my alternator, I don't show up, I get fired, is the way it used to be. Now, they make you, I went to Marvin yesterday and went through there and bought me 12 tubes, 12 tens. And I went through there and wasn't nobody, and so I go down there and I load all of them 2x8s myself. And so I pull up there. Now the guy's at the gate. Why is he at the gate? He wasn't at the gate going in. but you got to check your lumber stuff off going out. Right? So now he's at the gate. And I'm like, that's terrible. And so I pulled up there and I said, where's all the help out around here? He said, sir? I said, I'm 59 years old. I said, where's all this help that's getting paid? I said, I know they are. I said, I worked on a lumber yard 10 years of my life. I said, somebody's supposed to come down there and load my stuff. I said, and y'all wasn't here. But you're here now. Since all you got to do is look at it and go count them 2x8s. I said, I want you to tell them little, I nearly called them punks. They're supposed to be out here loading for these people. You tell them a 59-year-old man come through here and he loaded them 2 at a time by himself. I did. I told him. I said, I want you to tell them. I said, tell them that that 59-year-old man said that they need to be fired. Fired. To let a 59-year-old man, and he's looking at me. He's just looking at me. And then I got out of the truck and I said, you got any rope around here, man? I'm going to tie my tube of sixes on. Like that, you know. And he said, sir, you want a flag on it? And I said, I don't need a flag. It ain't sticking off at 3.5 foot. I just need some rope. Tie that on there, you know. And he said, hey, you know what? If an old man comes around, I go down there and load him. Or an old woman. And I said, look, I wasn't talking to you, was I? Was I talking to you? I said, I was telling you about them. I said, but you tell them. You tell them a 59. Now I'm back there tying my stuff and stopped again. I said, you tell him a 59-year-old man come up here and loaded his own 2x8s pressure treated 10 foot all by himself. But I want you to tell them that I don't owe nobody nothing. I own a brick house and 40 acres and 16 acres there and 40 acres over yonder. I own a church and a building down below it, but God, and ain't nobody ever give me nothing. But I went and worked for people in the lumber yard toting their lumber and different things, and I've worked hard. I want you to tell them that that 59-year-old man said if they want something, get out of daddy's house. Go to work. Work down here at Marvin's. Boy, that was dishonorable to me. They split. Then he said, well, we was kind of slow, and I said, look, man, you don't owe me no explanation. You did a good job. You checked this off. That was your job. I was talking about them. You know what put that in me? This Bible. Because, God, I'm not going to sit and preach to a generation that is not responsible for their own lives and believe that if God wants to move, He can. No, God wants us to get our spiritual boots on, get the Word of God. I mean, take the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. We have on the armor of God. I have the hope of salvation. I have the breastplate of righteousness. I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. It don't say that they're mean and arrogant. But the church owes it to our kids and our grandkids to show them the way in the Lord, hallelujah, and the ones that are coming up behind us. That's why with Johnny, she had to get healed. I mean, we heard it was getting, I heard, but you didn't hear, it was getting worse. Was it getting worse? Till last Sunday. It was getting worse. She went and then it spread to something else and they wanted to put her in the hospital. I heard it from her own mouth. And then we come up here and here Johnny is. Johnny's coming up. Y'all were coming up. You got to start serving. If you want to come up with the Lord, you got to start serving and not just have that mentality, I got to go to church where I can get freer and freer and freer. No, free is in serving. Yeah. The more you serve, the freer you get. the more you back off. I've seen people in ministry start to back off because they're having marital troubles, or they're having job troubles, or they're having kid troubles, or they're I've seen all kinds of troubles and them begin to back off on what they know that God wants them to do. And before you know it, they're completely out of the will of God in that and can't find no inward satisfaction. And I've seen them completely backslide when the simple thing is they moved backwards instead of forward. God's not a backward moving God. And so come up here and Johnny's here and, yeah, well, let's pray. I'm going to stand in. That's where it all started. I'm going to stand in for Brenda. Well, we believe in God that that's got to loose. Brenda started last Sunday and it's going to loose her. I'm actually going, a guy called me, he's got cancer. I'm going Monday on the job. See, that garage door business is my mission field. I'm going down there, he's got cancer. And I told him he got a garage, on garage doors and all that, you know, and I'm in trouble. I said, what kind of trouble are you in, man? And yeah, I got cancer. He said, if I'm not here, here's my code and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm sitting there and I got done talking about them stupid garage door openers. Compared to what I'm talking about, they're stupid. Started telling me, I told him, I said, hey, I said, I got my wife's aunt, her name is Tricia. She got diagnosed with cancer and she wasn't going to go through I began to tell her the little bit of story. She wasn't going to go through the treatments, but I believe God intervened and God used that. I said, and she went through. I said, but she began to feed on the Word. She began to take Doris's Word and listen into the sermons that we preach here. And she began to hear the Word and read the Word and begin to believe God. I said, she's standing today, sir, cancer free. Now I'm going over there Monday. I was going Saturday, but I kind of got distracted by some things. But Monday when I get off of work, hallelujah, I'm going down there and I'm on a mission and I got y'all in agreement with me. Well, here Johnny, he said, well, yeah. And then he looks at me and go, you know, thinking I'm going to come off the stage to pray for her. He wasn't, I mean, that's what you thought? I'm not been in the ministry 1 year. I know that Johnny's got to come up. I know that Johnny's got to learn to operate in things. And you. But I can't help you without serving. If you don't serve, I can't come over. Man, come on now. You know, come on. If you just come in here and you just, you know, I just have to leave you alone. But Johnny's like, I'm like, go ahead, Johnny, pray. Pray. See, Nita could be like, no, I need Scotty. No. She didn't think that, but I've seen people. No, I want Brother Brad. I told one of them, I said, I probably got more anointing than he does right now. Because of you. You think you got to have Brad, and I'm him. I got the same anointing he does. I believe for greater than him. What he had, give it to me greater. Well, ain't that what Jesus said? Great things that I do, but great things that you, not Brad, not Scotty, not Johnny, but great things all of us will do. Because he ascended to the Father, all of us. Well, you know what, he comes up, you know, and I said, no, you pray, man, I'm going to just back you up. So I just come around and I got in agreement with his rebuking it. He began to rebuke it. We begin to rebuke it. We begin to tell it, leave her body. And then I told some of you, anybody in here afflicted, that was Sunday before last. I said, slip your hand up and receive it. I meant what I was saying, but God, we're in agreement with you that no sickness and disease, no devil can keep you bound. No sickness and disease can keep you. Your flesh can't keep you bound. We're believing that God stirs your inner man, not your outer man. Stir your inner man until your inner man is overriding this outward man to where you are set that you are going to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Stir you to that point. Hallelujah. So it's not when trials come. You're going to have them in your workplace. Every one of us do. I mean, it used to be a trial to me, Travis Smacking. I mean, this smacker. I don't know how he can pop food with that tongue like that. I've never heard that like that. But I mean, I'd be in a truck, I mean, every day. You know, you'd eat breakfast then. Now, thank God, it's dinner before he eats. Now it's hot, and I'd roll the window down, and you hear the wind blowing. But you know what? I'd say it, and I would almost get mad. And I'd say, man, I'm going to bring some duct tape tomorrow. I mean, I've almost said stuff, you know. Shut that mouth before I shut it for you. That smacking getting on my nerves to no end. Getting on my nerves. What was I saying? Getting on my nerves. Getting on my, I tell the Lord, Lord, that's getting on my nerves. Getting on my nerves. Getting on. How many knows you keep saying that, that's what you're going to keep having? You keep saying it, everybody around you smack. I heard kids, glue, glue, glue. When he drank, I'm like, God, man, I've heard a horse drink and swallow like that, man. You can hear it all the way to their belly. Now I'm hearing him. I'd never heard nothing out of him, little mice. You know, what was happening? Satan was magnifying everything that I was letting get on my nerves. He was just, now you know what? I walked out of that. And now he's over there smacking, and it don't bother me at all. He didn't change a bit. I changed me. I took that trial and I turned it into victory. I turned that trial into victory. So you got to take your trials and turn them into victory, man. I should take up an offering. I didn't get 10 minutes over, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, hallelujah. You know, I want to encourage you when trials comes your way, just try it. Just fight for the first time in your life. Don't surrender. Just don't surrender and say, well, it's just the way it is. I just can't do it. I can't do it. No, get that scripture in there. Start going over and over in your mind. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strength. You're in His strength. I can do it, God. I can do it because you're in me. Start rehearsing the Word of God. And before you know it, the thing that you did is a big trial to you. You'll look back and you'll say, glory to God, I can't even believe that was a trial. Can't even believe that was a trial. What happened? You begin to grow and you begin to overcome. And things don't even have to change for you to get victory. Let's bow our heads. Father, I just praise you. And I thank you for everyone here.